Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always love conversations with our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Presented by Chapin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. This will be a one-on-one convo. No Chris Mueller, because we were big time today by Chris. For those who haven't heard, you're just getting out of work. Chris got a call from CNN. He was used today as their Antonio Brown expert on a show called True Crime Live. It was a very busy show. The first segment, they talked about a guy called the Pillowcase Rapist. In the third segment, they talked about mascots gone wild, Gritty on the loose in Philly, punching out teenagers, allegedly. And then they squeezed Chris Mueller in between to share some thoughts on Antonio Brown. Ed Bouchette was once called a racist by Antonio Brown. I don't know if that makes Ed an Antonio Brown expert. Ed, did CNN reach out to you before Chris?
You know, years ago, they used to always call me, and they'd want me to go downtown and to this place and go on. I go, I'm not doing that. I'm not going out of my way to do that. Are you kidding me? It's not like they were offering me any money, Pony.
Well, we don't know if Chris got paid because he blew off the show to do it. So I'm thinking maybe this was an audition for him, Ed. And if he pulled the wool over their eyes and proved to be a competent enough Antonio Brown expert, well, maybe they'll use him on an expert on a variety of other things down the road.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Young guys need to get their face out there, Phony.
Even if it's a big one like Chris's. Okay, Ed, let's talk about the big topic the last 24 hours has been Eli Manning's retirement. I saw a graphic on ESPN today that said, can any of these old quarterbacks get back to a Super Bowl? And the names were Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers. And I said, well, where's Ben? I mean, are we just done with this guy? Is the national sports media giving up on Ben? Is he the forgotten man? Are they already shoveling dirt on him? I mean, what do you think, Ed? Is Ben in the Eli Manning camp, or do you think he can find the fountain of youth here in the next couple of years?
Well, it's not the youth. It depends on his elbow. And, you know, maybe that's because he is 30.
Going to be 38 in March.
Now. 37, yeah, okay, he's not 38 yet. You know, maybe that elbow gave way because of his age, but if the surgery repairs it and he gets back to full health, he's in a good spot. I mean, they got a really good defense here. He's got some receivers. He needs a bit of a running game. He's got an offensive line, and he's going to make all that better. So, you know, I guess if you're a Steelers fan, the optimistic viewpoint is if Ben comes back in full health, you load him back up, and, you know, you're a contender again.
Ed Bouchette's mind, the mind of Ed Bouchette, the better quarterback was who, Eli Manning or Philip Rivers?
Philip, I think, was a better quarterback, but Eli was a clutch quarterback. Philip never played in a Super Bowl. I don't have all this stuff in front of me, but I think he had better regular season stats. But, you know, you can't take away what Eli did in Super Bowls. Lynn Swann is in the Hall of Fame because of what he did in Super Bowls. Because his regular season stats can't compare to other wide receivers. And don't discount what those guys did in Super Bowls. That's the all-time thing. You know, that's where you shine. You know, postseason and then Super Bowl.
As a Hall of Fame voter in your own right, Ed, is that what appeals to you more, the big game clutch performances or the body of work?
I think both. I think you have to consider both, Pony. And, it's a judgment call many times. You can't just plug in the stats. In fact, when I had to make the case for Swann, I said, hey, if you just plug in the stats, they don't need us to sit here and vote. They can just let the computers vote. But, you know, you guys saw him. You watched him play. You saw these great plays. You saw him in a clutch situations in big-time games. You know, you be the judge on that stuff, and he got in. Football is so different from baseball. You know, baseball has so many stats, and things haven't changed a whole lot in baseball. They haven't. Unlike football, where, you know, Swan got drilled over the middle. You know, we're talking about Antonio Brown. Did that perfect hit cause him problems that are developing now? Swan got hit like that all the time.
Yeah.
Legally.
Right. Yeah, Ed, you know, now that you brought it up, was there a time where you looked at Antonio Brown and saw, like, a lucid, coherent guy who you actually didn't mind being around, who didn't, you know, maybe think he was the greatest thing on planet Earth and, you know, wasn't kind of into himself and put himself ahead of everything else? Like, was there a time when he first got to the Steelers where you were like, okay, he's just one of the guys on the team?
Yes. Very much so, Pony. You know, he was always seemed to be kind of like a happy-go-lucky guy who was all football. The stuff you've read where he was first – on the field and last one off was true. I remember he made the Dapper Dan Man of the Year, and he did it twice. He made it twice. And the first time I was assigned to do a story with him, and he sat down with me, and we talked, and I wrote up a story, you know. He became very difficult to talk to later. He only talked on Fridays, and traditionally I had Fridays off. So I hardly ever talked to him. So I didn't really have a lot of interaction with him, but always said hi to me, you know, when we passed and stuff like that. I never had a problem with him until the that training camp incident in this is 2018, and out of the blue, he just attacked me and called me names and everything else, and went on Twitter and called me a clown, and you know, He later apologized in his own way to me briefly, and I really never thought twice of it, really. But it's become bizarre now.
Yeah. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. Ed, there is a fine line between being a genius and being, you know, insane. And I had a Steelers trade idea. And I'm being accused of both right now. I'm being accused of being a genius. I'm also being accused of being an idiot, really. There doesn't seem to be any in-between on this. I said, why not flip Juju? You're not going to sign him long-term. You don't want to pay him like that. To the Bills, who are desperate for a wide receiver, they got the 22nd pick. You don't have a first-round pick. They need a wide receiver badly. They got a young quarterback. They might see an opening because New England might be without Brady. I see a fit there. And some people seem to think it's a great idea. Other people seem to hate it. Where would you fall on that spectrum?
You know, Pony, one of the greatest things in sports is discussing trades, possible trades.
Yep.
I used to love them when I was a kid, when I'd read about them on baseball, in the hot stove league, you know, the rumors, this, that, and the other thing. So I see no problem with this kind of discussion. However, Andrew.
Yes.
There is no way some team's going to give up a first round pick for Juju. First of all, yes, he had two wonderful seasons. He had a terrible season last year, and you can explain that away with quarterbacks and injuries and everything else. But he's also going in the last year of his contract. No team in their right mind is going to give up a first round pick for him.
See, I think.
However,
let me just.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, let me just give you a quick rebuttal. I mean, the Patriots gave up a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu. Before that, they traded a first round pick for Brandon Cooks. I mean, it seems quarterback is the position where everybody overpays when they get a good one. But I think that there's a teams do crazy things now for wide receivers, and I don't really get why. I mean, if you have a franchise quarterback, I think for the most part they can grow on trees. The Steelers do a great job of drafting them, but it's just it's insane to me what these guys get in free agency now. And Juju's got so much youth on his side. What is he at, 23? I mean, he's had unbelievable production for such a young player, and I think like the Steelers, another team might want to excuse away this year because he didn't have Big Ben as his quarterback.
Again, he's going in the last year of his contract. Now, I will say this, Pony. The 49ers gave up third and fourth round picks for Emmanuel Sanders.
For half a season.
Yes, yep. For half a season, and he's going to be a free agent. So, you know, there's two decent picks for him. It's not a first rounder.
Nope.
And I don't think Juju Smith would get a Schuster would get a first rounder. I just don't. I could be wrong.
Ed, our time is running out. Anything you want to say about Mueller before we close up shop here? Or are you good on that front?
I'd like to know what he wore on CNN today. Did he go in with a baseball cap?
Oh, no, they did it by phone. They did it by phone with him. They didn't want to put that mug on TV.
Oh, that doesn't even count. You got to go on air. When they wanted me, they always wanted me on air.
You had to get dressed up for it, Ed.
Right? I don't get dressed up for anything, Pony.
Not even your Hall of Fame?
I did for...
Not even for the Hall of Fame?
I don't even remember what I did. No, there's pictures out there. I don't think I got – there's no tie, I can tell you that.
How about when you presented Cook at the Beaver County Hall of Fame induction? Did you get dressed up for that?
Yeah, I missed that one. Yeah, I missed that one.
Oh, well.
I missed his roast at that bar up in the North Hills, and I missed his Beaver County Hall of Fame thing, although I wasn't invited either.
To either one of those things?
No, he invited me to the roast. I said, Ron, I can't roast you.
Well, I was nervous that he was going to take it too personally. That was my concern when I did it. That was my issue.
You cared about that a little more than I did.
All right, Ed. Great talk. We'll do it again next week.
All right, Andrew.
All right, see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.